Daytime. A blonde woman scrambles through a heavily wooded area. She glances behind her and continues running, passing over a shallow stream. She pulls out her cell phone and attempts to dial as she stumbles in the dirt. She drops her cell phone, then retrieves it. When she looks up, there's a large kitchen knife at her throat. She stares. Sunrise over a downtown city with several skyscrapers. We fly over a large park covered in trees. Text. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents title, Haley Dean Mysteries, Dating is Murder. Haley and Sabrina jog.
Pick up the pace, Haley. We gotta get in shape if we're gonna hike Mount McKinley.
If you're gonna hike Mount McKinley.
Well, come on. It'll be fun. Clear your head. Get out in nature. Okay.
They pause their jog.
What were you saying about your patients?
Oh, yeah. So I just feel like none of them want therapy anymore. They just want dating advice.
Yeah, I feel the same way about my patients, especially the younger ones.
I mean, it never used to be this complicated. Doesn't anyone meet in line getting coffee anymore?
Oh, not since the last millennium. Yeah, it's not that easy out there. I would know.
Oh, please, you date all the time.
Yeah, thanks to the internet. But I think it might be time to take my profile down.
Oh, really? You met someone?
I think so.
Well, tell me.
Not yet. It's only been 2 dates.
When's the third?
I don't know. Soon, hopefully. I think I'm going to take him here.
To Diamondhorn, our secret trail? You must really like this guy. Who is he?
Oh, he's into hiking, too. He's so sweet and romantic.
What does he do for a living?
I don't know yet.
Wait, isn't that the first question you asked?
He wanted to wait till we got to know each other as people, not, you know, bias ourselves with practical things.
Right. So, in other words, he's unemployed.
Haha. Well, so you don't have to worry about dating. You've got Jonas. Okay.
No, I'm not ready.
Come on.
They continue jogging.
Sabrina, okay.
Now, Haley and Jonas sit at her kitchen table together.
You're right, though. You are the king of lasagna. Well,
so my Italian cooking instructor told me.
When did you take an Italian cooking class?
When I spent a summer in Italy after medical school.
Well, aren't you full of surprises?
Have you ever been?
No. I went from college to law school and straight to the DA's office. I never had time to travel. And even less now that I'm a therapist.
You'd love it.
They take the dishes to the counter.
I'll take you someday.
Haley stiffens.
Or maybe we can just go to dinner tomorrow instead. How about that new Mexican place? Viva Mexico.
That sounds like a plan.
I should go. I have an early morning. Oh, I saw Danny today. He asked about you.
Danny?
You know Danny Morgan, police detective, an old friend of yours?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you should give him a call. I mean, he misses you.
Haley grins, nodding. Haley now enters another house.
Hey, Mom, sorry I'm late. I had a patient who needed a sympathetic ear, so I let the session run longer than usual.
Two women sit on a couch.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting something?
No, Haley. This is my friend Georgina Radley from the Piano Teachers Association. It's nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm so sorry to trouble you like this. I shouldn't have dropped in unannounced.
No, nonsense.
I just didn't know what else to do.
Well, maybe we can help.
It's my daughter. She's gone missing.
Haley's smile fades. Now, all three women sit on a porch with a teapot.
I haven't heard from Miranda since Friday. It's Monday. She hasn't been to work. She hasn't been home.
I'm sure there's an innocent explanation.
Have you been to the police?
Yes, and they were very kind to me, but they haven't found anything.
Have you spoken to her friends?
With her roommate, Lisa. She doesn't know where Miranda is either. Her cell phone's going straight to voicemail.
Did she say anything to you the last time you spoke?
We mostly talked about work. She felt guilty. She recommended something to her readers that was defective.
Her readers?
She writes for Active Atlanta. It's an online fitness magazine. Miranda's their product reviewer, testing fitness clothes and so on. She's been called an influencer in the Atlanta fitness scene. She's doing so well. Now we talk every day. It is so unlike her to disappear.
Did she say anything about going out of town, maybe for the weekend?
Would you go out of town and not tell your mother?
Haley glances over.
No, I wouldn't.
I know this is not a small favor to ask, and I know you don't know me at all. I thought you might still have friends at the police station from when you were at the DA's office.
Oh, Haley would be happy to check in with them for you. Right, Haley?
Of course. I can ask.
Haley and Danny walk in the police station.
When I told Jonas I hadn't seen you in a while, I meant more like we should grab a coffee or something.
Yeah, we can do that while you tell me what's going on with the Miranda Radley case.
Monty?
Hi, Haley.
Hey.
Leave you guys to it. Don't be a stranger.
A large map with push bins.
Wow, the board has multiplied since I was here last. They can't all just be missing person cases still.
It is. We can barely keep up with them all. So Danny tells me that you know Georgina Radley. How is she?
Worried sick. Which one's Miranda?
Here. Last seen leaving work.
The online fitness magazine.
Exactly. She was last seen leaving work at 5:30 p.m. wearing jeans and a denim jacket. She was supposedly on her way to meet her roommate at Slate Gym right there. But she never showed.
Did you find out why?
No. But her car, a silver Corolla, isn't at her home, her work, or the gym. We've checked all the hospitals for Jane Doe's, no match.
Do you think her mother's worrying for no reason?
Well, to be honest, Haley, there's nothing really suspicious about Miranda's disappearance. Her boss even got an email from her asking for a few days off, the same day she went missing.
Really? Her mom didn't mention that to me.
She didn't know anything about it, not until I told her.
So either Miranda's plan suddenly changed or she lied to her mother.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that a daughter didn't tell her mother everything about her life.
And she didn't tell anyone where she was going?
Not so far. I spoke with her roommate, Lisa Thompson. She doesn't know anything either.
Haley walks on a sidewalk with Fincher.
Fincher, thanks for meeting me. Though shouldn't you be working your day job, you know, investigating for the DA?
I'm never too busy to meet you. You know that.
It may all come to nothing, but I just feel so bad for Georgina Radley. She's so worried about her daughter.
No problem. A little birdie told me you might need a little backup on this.
Danny called you.
I promised not to say anything.
You're a good friend, Fincher.
Haley Dean? Hi, I'm Lisa Thompson. I'm sorry to head you off like this. I'm just not allowed to have any visitors at work.
Oh, no worries. This is my associate, Fincher Garland.
Hey, thanks for meeting us.
Happy to.
Do you still have time for a cup of coffee?
Sure. Come sit.
Now, they sit with Lisa at a cafe table.
You don't seem worried.
No. Miranda asked our boss for a couple of days off work. It seems innocent enough.
So you work and live with Miranda?
Yeah. We met at work about a year ago.
Has Miranda ever disappeared like this before?
No, never. It's work, the gym, and then home. Although she has been going out a lot lately.
Where was she going?
Lisa stiffens and glances away.
You know, I've had roommates before, and sometimes it felt like I knew more about their lives than my own.
Lisa grins.
I don't really know anything.
I'm sure Miranda's okay, but just in case she's not, we're here to help.
Lisa smiles and nods.
Well, I didn't want to tell Mrs. Radley anything, because if Miranda hasn't, then I really don't think it's my place.
Tell her what?
I think Miranda was seeing someone new.
You said was seeing?
Yeah, about 2 months ago. She just started acting different, you know, happy and confident. And then a month ago, she just went back to her usual shy self.
She didn't tell you why?
No. Miranda never liked talking about herself, which I never understood. She's so amazing. Look.
Lisa shows cell phone pictures of Miranda surfing, hiking, bungee jumping.
Wow, she's into all this?
Yeah.
Extreme sports.
She loves to be outside. She's always challenging herself.
So take us through the last time you saw her on Friday.
I was supposed to meet Miranda around 5 at the gym.
Okay. Which gym?
Oh, Slate's gym. You know the big one? Across from the aquarium.
But you didn't leave together?
No. She got a message on her phone.
Like a text message?
No, it was from a dating app. You know, it's like a dating website, but it's on your phone. It's called Penguin Match. Everybody I know is on it. And if you want a real relationship, you use the app.
Now, Sabrina exits her car near an office building. Haley passes nearby.
Sabrina? What's the matter?
I think my computer has a virus. Couldn't get into some of my patient files.
Don't worry, I know someone, I can give him a call. Have you ever heard of a dating app called Penguin Match?
Yeah, why?
My mother's friend has a daughter who's gone missing, and the only thing new in her life seems to be this dating app.
Well, she's probably off with a new boyfriend somewhere.
Well, that's everyone's opinion except her mother's.
Understandable.
I've never heard of this app.
Now, in their office.
I met my new guy on this.
Third date guy?
Mm-hmm.
You met him on an app?
Mm-hmm. It's so great. It's so smart and simple and just cuts through the clutter.
Really? How does it work? You set up a profile with your interests and the qualities you're looking for. So if you're looking for someone who likes to be outside, for example, like you do, then you'll only match with people who share that interest. So it's like every other dating site. Not quite. This one's only for your phone because it pays attention to your geography. The theory being that the best match for you is among people who like the same things you like or live and work the same places you do. And then it tells you about potential matches when they come nearby.
This sounds a bit weird.
Isn't it weirder than striking up a conversation in a bar with some stranger?
I suppose.
And this is actually safer. I mean, the app lets you chat through it first, so there's no phone numbers, no photos. Then you decide when and where to meet.
And what if you don't want to meet?
Oh, it's no problem. You can just block the person you don't want to chat with again. And there's only first names on the site. So if you don't ever meet the person, there's no chance of, like, some awkward real-life moment. That's you.
I don't know, call me old-fashioned, but I still believe in fate over technology. So do you still have the app? Maybe I can find Miranda's profile on it.
She might not have used her real name. Most people use nicknames before they meet in person.
Sabrina checks her phone.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be able to find it this way.
Then I'm going to have to go straight to the source.
Haley ponders, then walks into her office. Now, Haley and Fincher enter a workplace with no offices.
Wow, this isn't like any office I've ever worked in.
Open concepts, let ideas flow, break down barriers.
You know, you gotta have some barriers up sometimes. You don't want to hear your neighbors chewing their food.
They approach the front desk.
Hi. I'd like to speak to someone in charge, please. Thank you.
Fincher indicates a nearby magazine cover.
Oh, I read about this guy. Wade Braden. Some kind of computer wonder kid. Developing apps in his parents' basement with his best friend. Then he hits it big.
With Penguin Match.
Became an Atlanta A-lister almost overnight.
Hi, I'm Jessica Marsant. Can I help you with something?
Hi, I'm Fincher Garland, investigator with the DA's office.
Hi.
Hi, this is Haley Dean. I wanted to ask you some questions about an active investigation.
We need to see the records from one of your clients, a Miranda Radley.
I'm very sorry, but our client's privacy is something that we take very seriously.
Oh, of course. We just need your help finding a missing woman.
I'd really love to help, but my hands are tied. I can't give you any information without a warrant.
Where's the founder, Wade Braden?
She glances away.
I'm afraid Wade can't be disturbed right now. We have a very important investor coming this weekend, and we're just scrambling to get everything done, so.
Is that what all the filming's about?
Yes, we're shooting success story videos today. Couples that have found each other on the app and since gotten married. They found their one true love, thanks to us.
Oh, so it really does work.
Yeah, penguins mate for life. So do our users.
So what exactly do you do here?
I'm the president. I deal with the day-to-day. A lot of Wade's time is taken up with investors, so I'm usually on my own here.
Oh, you were the friend he developed the app with.
In Wade's mother's basement. The story is true.
Do you miss those days?
I mean, it wasn't glamorous, but it was fun. Just me and Wade living off ramen noodles, dreaming about the future.
Well, it looks like your dreams came true.
Yeah. We are the lucky ones.
Haley glances at Wade on the phone.
It's hard on a friendship to work so closely together.
Yeah, well, we make a good team.
Well, he's lucky to have you by his side.
I'm sorry that I couldn't help you, but you should come back when you have a subpoena.
Wade's secretary stands.
Oh, thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you have a ladies' room I could use?
Sure, there's one right back there. You'll see yourselves out?
Yeah.
Fincher watches as Haley walks off. Fincher turns and sits, sipping water. Haley passes the now vacated secretary desk and enters Wade's office with a large glass wall.
Hi.
Hello? Did we have a meeting scheduled?
No.
Then I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you to leave. Alicia?
I need to ask you about one of your clients.
Let me get my partner, Jessica.
Who's missing, and I'm hoping the app can help find her.
I'm sorry to hear that, but we guarantee our client's privacy, so maybe you should go to the police.
Her name is Miranda Radley.
Waits quince, then glances away and back.
She's been missing since Friday.
Wade shifts.
Sorry, who are you?
I'm Haley Dean. I'm a friend of Miranda's. I really need your help to find her.
Wade looks away.
You know her.
Alicia! Miss Dean was just leaving.
Mr. Braden.
You can see yourself out, or we can have security escort you out. It's your choice.
Haley nods and walks out, passing the secretary.
Sorry. I hope I didn't get you into any trouble.
I'll be all right, but thank you. I'm sorry your friend is missing.
A photo of three girls.
Yeah, just worry about her mom. She's beside herself. I can't imagine what she's going through.
No.
Yeah, I just know that she was dating through Penguin Match. I was hoping that your boss would help me, but I guess he doesn't have a daughter.
No, he doesn't.
Then we can't expect him to understand. Thanks.
Alicia sits at her desk and looks at her photo. Haley returns to Fincher.
Let me guess. Wade hid behind the privacy policy, too.
To the letter.
So this was a bust?
I hope not.
Haley, what'd you do? Actually, on second thought, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Now, Alicia glances behind. Wade is on the phone. She walks to the front.
Miss Dean.
Haley turns.
I shouldn't be doing this, but if it was one of my girls... I don't have access to the full files, but I did manage to find the last place Miranda Radley was logged into the app.
You've just restored my faith in my fellow human.
I hope you find her safe and sound.
Thank you.
Alicia hands them a sticky note and walks off.
She went to a convenience store? It's not exactly my idea of a romantic rendezvous.
No, there's something else going on here, Fincher. I've got to find out what it is.
Haley and Jonas in casual formal wear.
You know, dinner dates usually involve dinner, like our reservations at Viva Mexico.
We'll make it. I just want to stop here first.
You want to stop at a convenience store on the way to dinner? Dare I ask what's going on?
This is the last place Miranda logged into her dating app, which could mean she was here to meet a date.
Haley, I'm not so sure we should be getting involved like this. We should let the police handle it.
We're not doing anything illegal, Jonas. It'll just be a minute.
Does anyone ever say no to you?
Excuse me?
A woman at the counter.
Hi.
She glances up from her magazine.
I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Let me just check the lost and found.
She rolls her eyes.
She would have come in last Friday.
A photo of Miranda.
Do you remember seeing her?
I don't get paid enough to remember people.
She's missing. We're very worried about her.
Let me see.
The woman takes the photo.
Maybe. Yes, I remember her. She wouldn't stop smiling. She bought 2 bottles of water and then stuck $20 in the donation bin.
Did she say anything to you?
Just that she thought everyone should be as happy as her.
Hi. Do you have any video surveillance we could possibly look at?
The cameras are fake. Look, if you're not going to buy anything...
Thanks so much for your time.
Jonas escorts Haley away toward the door.
So Miranda was meeting someone that evening. Why else buy 2 bottles of water?
And why meet here? Jonas, do you know what's down the street?
I have a feeling you're about to show me.
A parking lot beside trees.
You think she was meeting someone to go for a hike?
Makes sense. It would explain the 2 water bottles.
And her good mood. So what are we looking for?
Miranda's car. She was last seen at the convenience store. So if her car is parked here, that would explain why the police haven't found it yet and why it wasn't at her home, office, or gym.
Well, if her car is here, Haley, then she still might be too. What kind of car is it?
Silver Corolla.
Like that one?
Jonas points across the parking lot. Now, they approach a silver Corolla nearby. They look inside. A sticker on the windshield reads active.
Jonas, look at that parking pass. Active Atlanta, that's the magazine where Miranda works. This is her car.
Haley walks off. Jonas puts his hands on his hips, glancing around. Then, he follows. Haley walks further into the woods on her cell phone.
Hey, Danny, it's Haley. We found Miranda's car. It's parked at Copper Rose Trail. We're going to check it out.
We have reservations.
Okay.
They pass several large trees. Jonas stumbles.
Careful. You okay?
Thanks, yeah. Okay. You know, before I met you, my idea of a date was sitting at a restaurant, bottle of vino. This conversation.
Not very original.
Well, I seem to remember our first date going something like that.
And I gave you another chance anyway.
You are hilarious. Okay.
They hike further in.
You know, we should probably be getting out of here. We do have reservations. Haley?
Monty said that Miranda was wearing denim the night she went missing.
Haley stares at a bit of torn denim on a nearby tree branch. They continue down a path.
Look.
Haley notices a long divot in the dirt.
Something was dragged along here.
They continue hiking through the park.
Jonas.
Haley. Let me.
Jonas holds up an arm and creeps forward a few steps. He crouches to a pile of leaves. He lifts a leaf, revealing a human face laying motionless.
What's Miranda?
Haley stares. Now, night, the park is full of officers shining flashlights nearby a strip of police tape. Jonas lifts a white sheet, and two officers peer under. Danny approaches Haley nearby.
You were right. That was Miranda's car in the parking lot. I also found Miranda's purse buried next to her body. Her wallet was there, cash, credit cards, phone too, but battery's dead.
But Danny, it wasn't a robbery.
It doesn't look that way.
Jonas approaches.
What have you got?
From my preliminary examination, I believe Miranda died at least 3 days ago.
That's consistent with when she went missing.
Any idea how she was killed?
She was stabbed in the chest. She would have died quickly, but I'll know more when I get her back to the morgue.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
Now, Haley and her mother sit in Miranda's mother's home.
I'm so sorry. I feel so helpless just waiting for answers.
The police are working on it, but maybe we can help.
Please. Anything.
Okay. Did Miranda mention having any problems with anyone? Maybe at work?
No, never.
What about at her gym?
Well, she didn't talk about the people at her gym. I don't think she socialized with them.
Did she tell you the name of the man she was recently dating?
Dating? Are you sure?
Her roommate was fairly sure.
Miranda's mother sobs.
Listen. You knew her heart. You knew that she loved you.
Thank you.
At the station, Haley and Monty watch Danny handle a cell phone.
Last phone call she received was from her mother.
That matches Mrs. Radley's statement.
What about the email to her boss asking for time off?
It's the last email sent, Friday, 7 p.m.
Her killer could have forced her to write it.
That would explain why no one knew she was going away. It was just to buy the killer some time.
There's still nothing here to indicate who she was meeting.
But what about the map function?
Miranda didn't enable her map history, so we can't trace where she'd been.
She was using a dating app. It's called Penguin Match.
Oh, I know that app.
Do you?
Yeah, I do have a life outside this police station, Haley.
Do you?
All right, now, as far as I know, the app doesn't store geographic data, so it won't help us there. And we won't be able to get Penguin Match to give up their recorded information without a subpoena.
And we all know how hard it is to get a subpoena with these tech companies.
We can give it a shot, but in the meantime, we'll have to do this old school.
Old school?
Yeah, you remember. Not using technology, instead we ask actual people questions.
Danny, that's such a novel idea.
Haley and Fincher at a food truck.
I wasn't expecting you to be free for lunch today. I thought you had to work.
I did. I do. I just can't stop thinking about Miranda Radley.
Well, we found her. It's naturally you feel that sense of responsibility.
Who's the therapist now?
I'm just saying what you tell me.
So, Fincher?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could use your DA connections to get me a subpoena for Penguin Match's files.
That's why you bought me lunch. Bradley?
I prefer to think of it as incentive.
Yeah, well, either way, there's nothing I can do. You can't do anything, and your connections are way better than mine.
I just feel like there's something else going on here.
Yeah, and I trust your intuition, almost as much as I trust my own. But you've been a part of enough investigations now to know how they go.
I know. I need facts, evidence.
And that's where Danny comes in.
And you?
Well, that goes without saying.
Is this the part where you tell me to let the police do their jobs?
And rob me of free lunches? Never. I'm gonna need some more bacon, bruh.
You did not just say that.
Danny's desk.
Not what I was hoping for, but thanks for the update.
Any news?
I was forensics just now. They found no sign of any kind of knife or any other weapon along the trail.
This is a killer who planned his attack.
Well, no one we've spoken to in Miranda's life seems to have any trace of a motive.
Did you find the guy she was dating?
Still working on that, but Miranda's roommate's shirt ended a month ago.
What about the people behind the product she reviewed? Miranda reviewed the latest fashion trends, and apparently, according to her mother, she was a real influencer.
So you think she gave someone a negative review and they wanted payback?
It's possible. She was taken to a hiking trail and stabbed. That's premeditated and pretty personal, so revenge fits.
Pull up the magazine. See what Miranda was reviewing lately.
Mandy checks the computer.
Did she write any reviews the day she went missing?
No. Oh, wait. It's not a review, but it looks like she posted a retraction from a previous review.
Retraction?
Yeah, she tried out a brand new pair of hiking shoes a month ago. She loved them. But after wearing them for a few weeks, she noticed them falling apart.
Who made the shoes?
Steel Pine Boots, based here in Atlanta. Owned by a Steve Armstrong.
One negative review on the internet really affects sales.
Depends on who wrote the review.
Yeah, and judging by the number of comments on our column, I would say that Miranda was just as influential as her mother thought.
Haley and Jonas exit a car and walk toward a building.
So why did you bring me and not Danny?
Danny's a cop. He makes people nervous, whereas you have the opposite effect.
It's nice to know my medical training translates outside of the coroner's office.
Indeed.
A man checks shoes in a garage, making notes on a clipboard as Haley and Jonas approach.
Steve Armstrong? Are you the proprietor of Steel Pine Boots?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm sorry to just show up like this. I just wanted to make sure that the shoes got back to you.
What shoes?
I'm Miranda Radley's assistant.
As Haley watches Steve, her face falls.
And you can turn around and walk away.
Hey, no need to be rude.
And who are you? Her bodyguard?
No, I'm her assistant. It's in the boxes.
Returns. Thanks to your boss and her bad review.
One review really affected your business that much.
I put everything I had into this new shoe. It was supposed to revolutionize the hiking experience. Now I'm on the verge of bankruptcy. So you tell me if one review could really affect my business that much.
It's hard to watch your dream struggle.
What do you know about it?
I know you didn't set out to make a bad shoe.
Of course I didn't. The manufacturer cut corners. I didn't know until it was too late. I tried to explain that to Miranda, but she told me she wouldn't lie. I wasn't asking her to lie.
Is that why you wanted to meet her on Friday night?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where were you Friday night?
Here, processing returns.
Not testing out your merchandise on Copper Rose Trail?
No. What is this, the third degree?
Can anyone vouch for that?
Steve freezes, then glances at Haley.
You better tell your assistant to get out of here before I do another thing I regret.
Jonas grins.
Come on, assistant, let's go.
Haley and Jonas return to the car.
I couldn't help it. He was being a bully.
And what do we do with bullies?
We leave them to the therapist.
I appreciate you having my back, though.
Always.
Haley opens her car.
Haley, what do you suppose he meant by another thing he regrets?
Haley glances at Jonas, then back at Steve. She gets in the car. At the police station, Danny consults the large map, then turns to Haley.
Sounds like he was surprisingly honest about his beef with Miranda.
I don't think he could hide that anger even if he tried, but there's something else going on.
Because of the regret comment?
Not only that, he just seemed ashamed of something, and he was hiding it with aggressive behavior.
I'll get Monty to see if there's any way we can place him near Copper Rose Trail on Friday night.
What's that?
Jonas, autopsy results are in.
Oh, let's go.
Danny and Haley stand in Jonas's office. Several vials sit on the counter.
Miranda Radley, stabbed through the heart. One clean stroke.
The weapon?
Something resembling an average kitchen knife. She had multiple cuts to her forearms and a few to her legs.
As though she was shielding herself. She fought back.
I think she fell or was pushed down and tried to kick her assailant.
She must have been terrified.
Then it looks like she hit her head, maybe on a rock, which would have dazed her long enough for the killer to deliver the fatal blow.
Thanks, this is really helpful.
There's one other thing. All this reminded me of something, another case. The remains of a hiker found in the ravine under Copper Rose Trail about a month ago. Stabbed through the heart, one clean stroke, weapon appears to be an average kitchen knife, approximately 6 inches in length.
Are you saying there's another victim, and possibly the same killer?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Haley glances at Danny, then back at Jonas.
This is the other victim, Tara Weston, 28, kindergarten teacher.
Missing for 6 months, her body was found badly decomposed. She's believed to have fallen from the highest point of Copper Rose Trail.
Okay, so the killer lured her to the highest point, stabbed her, then pushed her body over the edge and into the ravine where she was less likely to be found.
But that's not what happened to Miranda.
Jonas said he saw no evidence that Tara fought back, so the killer must have taken her by surprise.
Whereas Miranda did fight back.
So the killer wanted to replicate his successful murder of Tara Whiston, only Miranda became suspicious.
Forcing the killer to improvise, stabbing her on the spot, and hiding her body as best he could off the trail.
Okay, so what do they have in common? Where do their lives intersect? It can't be work-related. Maybe did Tara go to Miranda's gym?
No, she went to a yoga studio here and was last seen at a coffee shop right here.
Across the street from where Miranda worked.
At a busy part of town.
What about Steve Armstrong? Did he know Tara?
He did, in fact. She was on his client list. Another disgruntled customer.
Haley ponders. Now, Steve walks from his garage to his SUV and gets in the driver's seat. Danny and Haley approach the passenger door.
What do you want now?
Detective Morgan, Atlanta PD. I'd like to ask you some questions about Miranda Radley.
What is this, a witch hunt?
No, it's a homicide investigation.
She's dead?
Steve puts the vehicle in gear and drives off. Danny picks up his cell.
This is Detective Morgan, suspect fleeing in a black SUV east on Glenwood. He is considered dangerous.
Now, the police station.
Any news on Armstrong?
Not yet. The whole department's looking for him. We'll get him.
Haley turns to the large map on the evidence board. She puts her hands on her hips as she stares at the map. Danny approaches.
We do our best, but the pins just keep coming.
Where was Tara's school? Humor me.
He indicates a spot on the map.
And her yoga studio?
Haley draws dots on a whiteboard.
Their house.
She now connects the three dots in a triangle.
And that's Miranda.
Her work, yes.
And her apartment? And her gym.
She draws another triangle and pinpoints the intersection spot.
So what they have in common is a few blocks where they might have crossed paths each day?
Not only them. Look at these pins.
It's a densely populated area, Haley.
Or a hunting ground. What if there are more victims, Danny? What if we're looking for a serial killer?
In a conference room.
Thanks for doing this, Lisa. Do you recognize these women?
I don't know her.
Danny and Haley sit across from Lisa as Danny places photos down.
No, not her either. Sorry.
Don't worry. Just take your time. There's no wrong answer.
Lisa nods. Danny places a third photo down. Lisa looks closely at the photo of Tara Whiston.
She looks familiar to you.
She goes to my yoga studio. I mean, she used to. I haven't seen her there in a while.
Did Miranda go there too?
Oh, no. Miranda hated yoga.
What about this woman?
I don't think so.
A fifth photo.
She works at the coffee shop across from the office. Actually, come to think of it, I haven't seen her there in a while either.
Haley and Danny exchange glances. Then, they stand at the map.
Okay, so of the six missing women from the geographic overlap Haley found, Lisa knew two of them. Tara Whiston is one. She and Miranda both bought coffee from this woman, Anna Harris.
What's in her missing persons file?
Anna Harris, 32, missing for 3 months, and the detective found nothing out of the ordinary. Looks like her sister reported her missing when she didn't come back from a last-minute weekend trip.
Just like Miranda. So what's the killer's type? Physical traits?
Well, Tara is brunette and Miranda's blonde.
Anna looks nothing like either of them. Are we still thinking that Steve Armstrong's behind this?
Anna Harris isn't on his customer list, but there could be another connection. You don't run from the police if you're innocent.
What do these three women have in common that attracted the same killer?
Dusk over the city. Jonas carries coffee and pizza to Haley and the others.
So, our dinner dates have been reduced to crime scenes and police stations.
Aww.
Romantic.
Did you bring enough for everyone?
I wouldn't dare show my face otherwise. How's it going?
We've been going through the social media accounts for Miranda, Tara Whiston, and Anna Harris.
I don't understand how people can post every minute of their lives.
They make the time. Personally, I don't get it. Oh. I mean, why would anyone want to know where I went for coffee or what inspirational quote I liked that day? It's just not that interesting.
I agree. You're not that interesting.
So Miranda mostly posted her training schedule. She was preparing for the annual mud race.
The annual Atlanta Mud and Grit Race?
Mm-hmm.
Tough course.
Yeah, Sabrina did it last year. She was sore for days.
Tara Whiston mostly talked about food. She was about to start skydiving lessons.
Brave.
Anna the Barista is the regional champion of latte art. She also runs, and she climbed Kilimanjaro last year.
So all three women were athletic.
They were all doing something exceptional. I mean, Kilimanjaro, the mud race, skydiving. I mean, these are women who challenged themselves.
Extreme sports, is that the connection? But why would you target women who are athletes?
No, that seem like the last people you want to tangle with.
It could be that they posed a threat to the killer's identity. Maybe he felt inadequate next to their accomplishments.
That actually makes sense. Steve Armstrong made a shoe rejected by athletic women.
He didn't strike me as the athletic type.
Maybe the rejection pushed him over the edge.
But there's still nothing connecting him to Anna Harris.
Danny answers his phone.
Detective Morgan. Thanks, I'll be right there. Steve Armstrong just tried to sneak back into his house.
Now, Steve is cuffed in his driveway.
I didn't kill anyone. I've never even heard of Anna Harris.
Then why did you run?
Steve's eyes shift.
You're hiding something. Is it related to Miranda?
Steve hangs his head.
What are you ashamed of? What don't you want the police to know? If you didn't kill anyone, then you need to tell us the truth.
Steve glances up at Danny, then looks away.
I stole a design, all right? From one of my competitors. I knew it was going to be the next big thing. If I could beat them into production, I'd corner the market. I changed the design a little in case I got caught.
And that's why the shoe was defective. And why Miranda Radley gave you a bad review.
My company has been struggling. I had to do something.
Haley stares at his face.
You have to understand.
Haley beckons Danny aside.
I don't think he's the killer.
I'll check out his alibis to be sure, but I don't think so either.
Haley at home.
So Miranda's memorial is on Saturday? Yeah, I will be there. So sweet of you to organize everything, Mom. Just let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Oh, Sabrina's here. I gotta go. Okay. I love you too. Bye.
Sabrina enters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ready to go?
Yep, ready. What was that?
What? The chime? Oh, someone in your neighborhood wants to chat with me on Penguin Match.
Haley ponders.
Sabrina, why didn't I think of it? Miranda, Tara, and Anna were all into extreme sports.
Okay.
So they would have similar dating profiles. They would all be matches for the same man. That has to be the connection.
Penguin Match.
Miranda was on it, and I'll bet Tara and Anna were on it, too. If that's the case, then the killer is using Penguin Match to find his victims. And he's still out there.
Monty's desk.
You were right, Haley. Tara's and Anna's friends confirmed that both of them were dating through Penguin Match when they went missing.
Did you pull the profiles from Tara and Anna's phones?
Tara's phone was completely destroyed from the fall. We haven't been able to recover any data, and we don't have Anna's phone. Since Penguin Match is only accessible from a phone, we are out of luck.
Which is why we weren't able to make the connection, but we have Miranda's phone.
Yeah, but the app doesn't save messages or geographic data. It only saves connections. Melvin 706, Norm 107, William 88, Sullivan 42.
And there's no way to know their real names from those.
No, we have to get the records from the app itself. It's the only way to find the guy that all three women dated.
Judge Garfield refused the subpoena.
How is that possible?
He said we don't have enough concrete evidence directly linking the three disappearances to the app to avoid a lawsuit.
I know that the killer is on the app. There has to be a way to prove it.
Miranda exits her office.
See if you can try and do that patience-building exercise at least once a day. We'll see you next week. Bye.
A man sits in the lobby.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Ethan. I'm here to cure your virus. Computer virus.
Oh, of course. Right.
Haley approaches.
Hey, Ethan.
They hug.
Thanks so much for making the time.
Oh, for you. Always.
So it's Sabrina's computer, and it's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ethan enters Sabrina's office.
He's a little young, isn't he?
He's Danny's cousin. Will and I took care of him one summer when his parents were overseas. He got into MIT on a full scholarship at 16.
So he's kind of a genius.
Hold on.
Not just kind of.
So how do I keep that from happening again?
Just don't open emails from people you don't know. All right, I gotta get back. Apparently, computers can't code themselves. Not until I code them to, at least.
Thanks again, and tell your parents I said hi.
See ya.
Ethan walks off.
So, I need some help.
And admitting you need help is the first step.
Not that kind of help. I need to sign up for that app, Penguin Match.
Why? What happened with Jonas?
Oh, no, nothing. Jonas and I are fine.
Oh, well, I'm confused.
Miranda, the daughter of my mom's friend, was using the app. And I'm hoping that it could give me some insight into her killer.
I'm sure the police can handle it.
Oh, they can. But I know I can help. And I just can't sit here and let a killer get away with preying on these women.
I'm just going to be wasting my breath if I try and stop you, right? All right, go get your phone.
In a coffee shop.
All that are left are your interests.
My interests.
Right. Say psychology, reading, running, Italian food.
No. Say parasailing, rock climbing, and mud marathons.
Well, there's a whole other side of you I didn't know existed.
It's a whole other side I don't actually have.
I warn you, embellishing happens, but once the truth comes out, the date won't last very long.
I don't need it to last long. I just need to meet these guys face to face and find out their real names.
Okay, you are all set. So just press get started and your profile will be live.
Haley's phone prints a map on the app.
So now what?
So, the white dot is you. The yellow dots are all the people on the app within a mile radius who match your interests. Now, Penguin Match will prompt you to chat or connect with those in your area who match your interests. Those dots will turn green. The red dots are your bookmarks.
Haley gasps.
You've been penguined. Luke 306 says hi and wants to chat.
So what do I do?
Well, say hi back if you'd like to chat. Then a text window will pop up and you can start getting to know him.
And if I don't?
Just press no thanks.
Luke 306 is not one of the profiles that Miranda dated, so I'm flattered, but no thanks.
Okay,
that's simple enough. What were you saying about the bookmark profiles?
So if you see a profile that you like, you can bookmark it for later. So if the person shows up in your vicinity, your phone will alert you, and it'll show up on your app as a red dot.
So I can do that with the profiles that Miranda dated?
The odds of them showing up in your area are pretty small.
I'll find a way around that. Sabrina, promise me you will not use this app. You are exactly the killer's type. I'm serious.
I'm only using it to chat with my new guy. Though I haven't heard from him in a few days.
So why don't you call him on the phone?
Well, he didn't want to give me his number until the third date. It's a rule he has, apparently.
He didn't give you his phone number? That seems like a red flag to me.
He's a very private person. I get a sense that he's been burned before, and I'm willing to give him a chance.
You'll be careful.
Always.
Haley ponders. Daytime in the city. Haley sits in a passenger seat of a car staring at her phone. She glances up at Slade's gym, watching people enter and exit. She checks the phone and sighs as Fincher approaches with coffee cups.
One caramel macchiato?
For you?
Yeah, for me, of course. And one black coffee.
If I'm gonna drink coffee, I want it to taste like coffee.
Yeah. And I bet your favorite flavor ice cream is vanilla.
Mint chocolate chip.
Well, look at you. Aren't you full of surprises? You know, come to think of it, I've actually never seen you eat ice cream.
Well, it's because you've never come over to Sunday movie night.
Nobody told me it was ice cream. Anything?
No. Not one of the profiles we're looking for.
Maybe we're in the wrong spot.
If we do what Miranda did, we have a pretty good shot at finding the same men she did. And according to Lisa, this was her typical day. She would go to work, and then she would hit the gym afterwards.
Fincher checks his watch.
Right about now, you aren't going to ask me to work out with you, are you?
Are you afraid I could bench press more than you?
No.
Yes.
Afraid that you would hurt yourself trying. Blowing up.
Haley checks her phone.
Melvin 706, that's one of the profiles Miranda dated.
You gonna meet that guy like that?
Well, I still have three more men to connect with, and then I need to meet them in public, someplace romantic. It's gotta feel genuine so they open up.
Whatever that is, I'm gonna be right there.
Well, I hope you like Mexican food.
Haley grins. In a kitchen.
Haley, you work too much. I worry about you.
I'm fine, Mom.
I don't know what I'd do if anything ever happened to you.
How is Mrs. Radley?
It's not normal for a child to die before her mother. I don't know how to comfort her.
Just knowing you're there is enough, Mom.
I want to do more.
She'll let you know when you can. Mrs. Radley doesn't know if she needs more help or more space. All you can do is pay attention and be sensitive to her signals. Grief is very personal and overwhelming.
The way it was for you when Will died.
It took me a long time to realize I needed support. More than I care to admit.
Sweetie, I can't imagine.
Elizabeth sighs and looks away.
Stay for dinner.
I can't. I have 3 dates to go on.
Elizabeth's brow furrows as Haley walks off. Nighttime. Outside Viva Mexico, Fincher fits Haley with a wire.
Okay, the first of my 3 dates, Norm 107, is 2 blocks away. He's the surfer.
Mm-hmm. You sure you want to do this?
Ow.
Sorry.
Okay, Fincher. We're going to be in a public restaurant. The guys aren't going to know my real name, and I'm never going to have to see them again.
Danny would kill me if he knew I was letting you do this.
I'm going to ask them 2 questions. Where were they Friday, the night Miranda was killed? And 2, did they also date Tara and Anna? That's it.
There's got to be another way.
The other way is the subpoena. And I am not willing to let another woman go missing while we wait for it.
All right, but do you at least have your backup?
Yes, but only because you asked me to bring it. I have no intention of using it.
And you shouldn't have to. All right, you know how this works.
Yes.
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Why didn't I think of that years ago?
Fincher puts in an earpiece.
You sure you're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I'll be at the bar the whole time watching. Okay?
Okay. Oh, he's almost here.
Wait.
Wait.
You got flyaways.
Fix my hair. Stop that.
Let's go.
They cross the street and enter the restaurant. Fincher sits at the bar.
Can I get an iced tea, please?
Fincher, how many times do I have to tell you? You can't have caffeine so late. It's going to keep you up, and then you're going to be cranky tomorrow. You should have soda water.
The bartender gives Fincher a glass as Haley sits at a table.
You never learn.
Haley sits and gets out her phone.
He's here.
Haley opens up her voice memo app and pushes the record button. She places the phone on the table. A bearded man enters and looks around.
Not exactly the surfer I was expecting.
Haley waves, smiling. The man approaches and stands beside Haley's table.
Helen 416.
Norm 107.
Norman, you look different than I thought you would. Are you sure you're a surfer?
I'm as much of a surfer as you are. Do you want to sit?
Sure, why not?
He sits. Fincher watches from the bar. Haley and the man now sit with margaritas.
It was this crazy wave, and I can't believe that kept my board under me. In Australia? It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's amazing hiking in Australia.
Hiking?
Don't you hike?
No, I'm a surfer, remember? I just got back from Fort Lauderdale.
Cool. Yeah, I've never been there. Never. So, my friend Anna Harris surfs. Do you know her?
No, I mean, I don't know every surfer in town. And I don't know why people always think that. There's a lot of people who surf.
The man lowers his head, staring down.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I'm not really a surfer.
I know.
Oh, I guess I just want people to see me that way. You know when you want to be really good at something and you're just not? That's me in surfing.
Me too.
Really?
My brother's a world champion surfer. So when people find out who I am, they're always disappointed that I'm not the same.
That must be really hard. Man, it feels good to be honest, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Fincher approaches.
Yeah, his alibi checks out. He really was in Florida last week.
What am I? Who's this guy? Are you a cop?
No, I'm a therapist. Listen, if you ever want to talk about your brother, please call me. I mean it.
Haley hands him a card. Now, Haley sits alone.
Still here?
hate to be the one to break it to you, but your honey bun just made a run for it.
I know. Thanks, I'm waiting for someone else.
Waiting for someone else? Wow. You sure don't waste any time. You know, I've heard about women like you. You get a guy. You're always on the lookout for the better deal, right?
No, it's not what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not. You know what? You don't have to explain to me, honey. I've heard it all.
Well, you must have already met your prince.
My what?
Mr. Wright, you know, your senor.
Another bearded man enters.
Well, speaking of Mr. Wright, here comes the next one. Wow, you could use a revolving door, maybe even a conveyor belt. But I can tell you from 50 feet away, that is not Mr. Wright.
Okay, thanks for your help.
The man approaches.
Hi. Margaritas?
Two, please.
Sure, margaritas. I'll make yours a double on the house.
Oh, thank you. Hi, I'm William 88, but you can call me Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Fincher watches from the bar. Kaylee scowls as she sips a fresh margarita.
So I quit my job of 15 years as an accountant to pursue my dream of being a novelist.
That's very courageous, Bill. Good for you.
You
must know my friend Tara. Tara Whiston. She told me that she recently went on a date with a guy who wanted to become a writer.
I never date anyone named Tara. That's the name of my ex-wife, and she's not exactly my favorite person.
Oh, that sounds like a rough breakup.
Are you divorced?
No, but I know a few people who have been through it. It takes a lot of time and effort to work through everything.
You sound like my therapist.
You're in therapy. That's great.
Haley fidgets.
What else do you like to do? Like, say, on Friday nights?
Friday nights are spent with my lawyer, dividing up the assets.
Like, what about last Friday night?
I was with my lawyer.
Fincher shakes his head.
No.
Haley ponders, then turns to Bill.
Bill, you seem like a nice guy, but you're obviously still hurting right now, and you have unresolved feelings for your ex.
Is that obvious?
Yeah, so I think jumping into another serious relationship is not what you want to do with those feelings right now.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Cheers.
Bill raises his glass and walks off with it. Haley answers her phone.
I'll check out his alibi.
I'm pretty sure he was telling the truth.
That's two down, Haley.
Neither one of them is the guy we're looking for.
Okay, there's one left. Let's see what happens.
All right. That guy took the drink. Do you see that?
Whatever, Fincher.
Now, Haley sits with a third man.
So, Melvin 706, do I get to know your real name?
Let's just see how it goes.
Your profile says that you're into running.
Yeah. Not so much.
Really? Because I could have sworn I saw you on Copper Rose Trail last Friday.
Well?
The man ponders.
Waiter. Another beer?
Fincher gestures. Haley glances at the man.
So you are one of my first dates on Penguin Match.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. How about you? Have you been using it for a while?
Yeah, you could say that.
Jonas walks outside the Mexican restaurant. He pauses, glancing through the window. He spots Haley and the other man. He stares, eyes wide, and walks off.
So my friend Tara Whiston told me about a guy named Melvin and...
Tara mentioned me.
Haley sits up.
What exactly did she say?
Haley stiffens, then sips.
You know.
The man nods.
So you want to get out of here?
Haley sits up.
I'd love to.
Haley glances at Fincher, who shakes his head. Haley and the man gather their coats and leave. Fincher turns to the bartender, then turns back to the table, now empty. He shakes his head, then dashes out. Haley and the man on the sidewalk.
Nice night.
Sure.
What's the rush?
I want to show you something.
What?
You'll see.
Don't tell me, I hate surprises.
Let's just say I know what you want.
Do you?
Come on. We're almost there.
Fincher follows, a few steps behind. They approach a parking lot.
Come on, tell me where we're going.
It's just up ahead.
Okay.
The man takes out a keyless entry, and they approach the car.
I don't think I have time to go for a ride.
No one's going anywhere.
The man begins to open his truck.
Hey!
Now, the man glances at Fincher, then pushes Haley to the ground. The man drives off as Fincher approaches Haley.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Daytime. Haley at Danny's desk with Mondi.
And then he drove away. And we called you.
And that's everything.
Everything. Oh, I recorded my date with Melvin. It's inadmissible in court, but it might be helpful.
Okay, I'll get this back to you in a bit.
Okay, thanks. So based on the license number you gave us, your Melvin is really named Roger Seeger. Got a record. Breaking and entering Grand Theft Auto.
Nonviolent crimes. Any assault charges?
There's nothing on his file to indicate he's dangerous, but if he's responsible for Tara and Miranda...
He's escalated. I mean, it's a big leap from robberies to serial murder, but I got the feeling he was going to put me in that trunk.
You should never have been in that position in the first place.
Fincher was with me the whole time.
Not the whole time, Haley. You didn't wait for him.
I'm fine, Danny.
Yeah, this time. What about next time? I'm not a cop. You're not even a practicing lawyer anymore. Imagine what Will would say.
Don't.
Danny glances away.
You're right. Sorry. Even though you never got to marry my brother, I still think of you as my sister.
I know.
You don't knock on Mr. Seeger's door. You coming?
Now, Danny stands on a porch.
Roger Seeger! The police! Open up!
Danny, I don't think he's here. It's pretty quiet.
I'll put a car in the house. As soon as he gets home, we'll get him.
Haley glances around a corner. She pushes open a gate. Behind the gate is dumbbells and a bench, with a gym towel draped on it.
Danny? See that towel? Slate's gym. That's Miranda's gym.
You think Roger met Miranda at the gym?
Courtesy of Penguin Match, I do. I was in the gym parking lot following Miranda's daily routine, and he showed up. The app matched us. If Roger was targeting athletic women, what better place to find them?
You'd be so dumb as to try that again?
It's not about intelligence, Danny. He's going to go back to his routine, and he's going to want to meet another woman because whatever he had planned with me didn't work.
Okay, can we go?
Yeah.
They return to the front of the house. Now, Haley sits in a car with Fincher. She drums her finger on the open window.
You always so bad at stakeouts.
How can someone be bad at stakeouts?
Because you're impatient. It's not your fault. You're a woman of action. Sitting still, waiting for someone else to make the first move, that goes against everything in your nature.
But not yours.
Mm-mm. Oh, I like to sit still. Gives me time to think, to reflect.
What are you reflecting on?
You know. Mainly, I'm thinking about...
Burritos.
Maybe.
Meaning of life.
Something like that.
Oh, no, I know. All this talk of dating has gotten you thinking. You're ready to settle down.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, never. Never.
Yeah.
No.
All right, fine. We don't have to talk about it. But you're the real deal, Fincher Garland. Whoever manages to land you is the luckiest woman alive.
Wow, that's very nice of you to say.
Mean it.
You can't tell, but I'm blushing.
I know you are.
Oh, thank goodness. There's Danny.
Danny approaches and leans on Fincher's door.
Yo. Hey. You didn't answer your phone, Haley.
It's at the station. They're transcribing the recordings from my date, remember? What'd you find out?
Roger Seeger is a member here. According to his member record, he usually comes at 5 o'clock.
That's like right now. Okay.
They check their watches. Behind them, a man and woman get out of a car.
Is that him?
No, that's Wade Braden, the founder of Penguin Match.
What? Haley!
Really, Wade, you don't have to worry. I can handle a last-minute client dinner myself.
I know, I said I want to go on a date tonight. I mean, this woman, Jessica, is the one. But I haven't been able to get in touch with her, and I can't ask you to do everything yourself, so...
Yeah, you really think that I can't manage without you?
Well, you can't.
Haley approaches.
Mr. Brayton.
Miss Dean, are you following me?
No. I saw you over here, and I just wanted to come over and apologize for my conduct in your office the other day. Of course, you have to do what's in the best interest of your customers and their privacy.
Thank you. We appreciate that. It was really kind of you to come over.
Yes.
Well, I should be going. Our clients don't like to be kept waiting. It's nice to see you again, Misty.
She walks off. Wade turns to Haley.
Have you found your friend?
You did know Miranda, didn't you? This was her gym, too. Were you seeing her? Her roommate was pretty sure that she was seeing someone about a month ago. It didn't last long, though.
No. 2 dates, then she blocked me on the app.
Why would she do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask.
I was pretty clear she didn't want to see me again. I haven't seen her since.
You know the police are working on a warrant for your files.
I'm sure my legal team is handling it.
Oh, so you don't know that it's no longer a missing persons case. It's now a murder investigation.
A murder? Miranda's dead?
Haley stares at Wade's face as he stammers.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I feel like I should be saying the same thing to you.
Haley turns and sees Roger exit the gym.
Roger, stop.
Roger runs.
Stop! Danny, danger!
Not so fast, Seeger! Come here! Stop! Come here!
Come on. Fincher restrains Roger.
Is this the guy?
That's him.
Roger Seeger. You're coming with us.
See? Woman of action. Come here.
Fincher drags Roger away.
Get in there. Mind your head.
Haley nods. At the station.
Where were you last Friday night?
I was on a date.
Who with? I don't ask names.
Haley watches the interrogation from a monitor nearby. Danny slides a photo to Roger.
Do you know her?
Roger glances at the photo and shakes his head. Haley squints as she watches. She rewinds the video. On the monitor, Roger squirms.
Do you know her?
Haley squints.
What about her?
Roger looks away from the photo. Haley watches the footage, then rewinds it. Haley watches Roger's face closely.
What about her?
Roger looks away, almost sobbing.
Last chance to help us help you.
Danny slides a third photo. Roger leans forward, his face in tears. He glances up at Danny.
And you'll stay here a while longer. Simple enough?
Roger scowls. Haley ponders. On screen, Roger shakes his head, then glances directly into the camera. Haley shudders. Now, Haley and Danny in the hallway.
He definitely knew all three women. His body tensed with each picture like he was forcing himself not to run away.
You think he's guilty?
I mean, his body was closed off and he wouldn't look you in the eye. I'm sure he's hiding something.
Yeah, I think so too.
Here's your phone back.
Oh, thanks. Felt like I was missing my arm. Oh, Sabrina.
Haley dials.
Sabrina Butler.
Hey, it's Haley.
Haley, are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you I wasn't coming in this morning, but I will be there this afternoon.
So long as you're okay, I'll be here.
You still haven't deleted that app?
I keep forgetting. Look, I'm so glad you're all right. You had me worried.
Well, I will bring you some lunch to make up for it.
Deal.
At her desk, Sabrina checks her phone. She smiles and begins to type. Haley gets out of her car. Jonas sits on his stoop.
Jonas? I've been calling you.
Jonas doesn't move.
Jonas?
I don't know what to call what we have. But it's good, isn't it?
It's great.
I never thought I'd date again after my wife died.
I felt the same after Will died.
But I met you, Haley, and I thought maybe I was wrong.
Haley stares.
I don't know if I'm ready to put a label on this, but after I saw you in that restaurant with another man...
Jonas, it's not what you...
We haven't even known each other that long.
Let me just explain.
Please stop interrupting. Let me get this out.
Haley takes a breath.
I'm not the kind of guy to date more than one woman at a time.
I know that.
And I know we never said we were exclusive.
Jonas, it wasn't a date. Okay, it was kind of a date, but I was just pretending to date the men Miranda dated to try to find out who the killer is.
What?
I didn't tell you because I knew you'd try to convince me not to do it.
You're right. I would have.
Jonas looks away and sighs.
Whatever I am to you, you should trust me enough to be honest with me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, there is a way you can make it up to me. You and me, dinner, at a table, in a restaurant.
I don't know. It's a lot to ask.
Haley grins.
All right. But only for you.
Jonas smiles.
I'll make the reservation.
He kisses her.
Tomorrow night. And no hiking boots allowed.
Now, Haley enters her office with a plastic bag. She places it down and unlocks her door. Now, she picks up her phone.
Danny?
Haley.
Did Roger Seeger confess?
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
He's got an alibi for Friday night. He didn't kill Miranda.
Well, then what did he want with me?
He's a drug dealer. Anabolic steroids, to be precise.
And he was using the app to target athletic women as potential customers.
Looks that way.
Found the steroids in the trunk of his car. He was luring you into that alley to sell you drugs. He's not the killer.
Then who is Danny?
Danny!
Sorry, I have to go. I'll call you later.
Danny hangs up and assists two officers with a large duffel bag. Haley glances across the hall to Sabrina's door. She keys into it and enters. She walks over to the folder on the desk and runs her fingers over a list, then picks up her phone.
This mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Haley takes out her cell phone and dials.
You've reached Sabrina Butler. Please leave a message.
She walks out. Elsewhere, Fincher sits in his car eating. He answers his cell phone.
Hello?
Fincher, Sabrina's not in the office.
Is she out for lunch?
No, I talked to her a few hours ago. She knew I was bringing her lunch. And her message service is full because she missed all of her morning appointments, and she's not answering her cell phone.
Well, maybe she had an emergency.
No, she would have told me.
Haley, I'm sure she's fine.
You know, I heard a chime on her cell phone in the background.
Well, you think someone called her?
I think someone messaged her. That chime, it was someone from Penguin Match. Fincher.
Whoa, Haley. You jump into conclusions now.
Sabrina's really into sports. She's been training to climb Mount McKinley.
Haley, they have Roger Seeger in custody, though.
Roger Seeger isn't the killer, and neither is Steve Armstrong. The killer's still out there.
Okay, I'm gonna meet you at Penguin Match right away. Okay, do not go in there without me, you hear me?
Fincher starts his car and drives off. Now, Wade sits in his office as Haley and Fincher enter.
Miss Dean, I'm really sorry, but today is not a good day. Alicia!
Excuse me? You need to make an appointment.
Here's my appointment.
Look, I'm really sorry about Miranda, okay? I am. But I have a very important meeting with a major investor any minute now, a day earlier than expected.
Another woman has gone missing, and the last time she was seen, she was using your app.
It's a coincidence. Where is Jessica?
She's out of the office.
There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Look, I can't have you tarnishing my app's reputation, okay? Not today. You need to leave.
A woman's life is in danger. And all you can think about is your app's reputation? Really?
Alicia, can you call security, please?
You can call whoever you want.
Haley takes out her phone. Haley receives a match from Sullivan 42. She accepts an invitation. Wade checks his phone.
You're Sullivan 42.
What?
I've been looking for you, and you've been right in front of me the whole time.
Haley stares, eyes wide. An interrogation room.
So you're Sullivan 42.
We've been over this, yes. Sullivan is my middle name.
You use your own app to date?
Of course, that's how I came up with it in the first place.
Successful guy like you, can't be that hard to meet women.
Oh, it used to be really hard. I was just a nerd in my mother's basement.
But things are different now.
Different, yes. Almost worse in a way. You try finding a girl that can see past my money. One who isn't just pretending to like the things that I like.
So these women you dated, they didn't know who you really were.
Well, if they did, it wasn't because I told them. That's why I designed my app without photographs, without full names. So you get to know the real person. No preconceptions.
But you still haven't met your soulmate.
I thought I did. A couple of times.
Like her?
Danny holds up a photo.
Yeah, I like Miranda.
What about her?
Miss Tara. I haven't heard from her in months.
And her?
Anna, what is going on here? How do you know about them?
So you don't deny dating each one of them?
Why would I?
What happened? You get bored? Or did they serve their purpose?
What? No, I didn't end it. They did. They all just stopped responding to me. In fact, each of them blocked me from their profile. I never knew why.
Maybe because each of these women went missing. And two of them, Tara and Miranda, have since turned up dead.
Wade stiffens.
What? Tara's dead too? What about Anna?
We suspect foul play, but have yet to find her. You're the only common denominator.
Wait, no, you can't think that I did this to...
Sabrina Butler?
Sabrina, what has she got to do with all this?
Oh, so you admit you know her too?
Of course, I've been dating her for the last couple of weeks.
Third date guy is you?
What? I don't understand. What is going on here?
Where is she now?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her in a week.
Where is she?
Why? What happened to her?
Haley?
Haley glares at Wade. Danny and Haley walk out.
Haley, you have to let me do my job. I promise you we'll find Sabrina.
She's in danger, Danny. I know it.
I've got officers all over Copper Rose Trail. There's no sign of her.
That doesn't mean he didn't take her someplace else.
Wade can't hurt her while he's in here, and I'm not letting him go anywhere. Okay? I'll call you as soon as I hear anything.
Danny walks off. Sabrina ponders, then walks off. Now, Ethan works at a computer.
I gotta say, Haley, never expected to get a call like this from you.
Normally I wouldn't do this, Ethan, but my friend's life might be in danger.
Don't worry. We're gonna find her. Just maybe don't tell Cousin Danny. So, I'm inside Penguin Match's mainframe.
That was fast.
Yeah, there's always an escape hatch, a virtual backdoor. I just expected it to be harder to find since Wade Brayden's supposed to be such a genius.
Yeah, well, you went to MIT on a full scholarship, so I would say you're even.
Touché. Found her. Sabrina Butler, right? That's your friend?
Yeah. Can you track her messages?
Yep. She mostly corresponded with Sullivan 42.
That's Wade Brayden.
Until 10 a.m. this morning.
It's right after I talked to her. That means the chime I heard was Wade messaging her, but he said he hadn't heard from her in a week. Can you check Sullivan 42's location history?
Sure. Let me see. He's currently right here.
The police station appears.
The police station?
A spot appears in a park.
So, is that Sabrina?
No, that is also Sullivan 42.
It's at the state park. I mean, how can you be in two places at once?
Good question. Let me see if I can get into the metadata.
Am I supposed to understand that?
If you did, you wouldn't need me. Wait. This is weird.
What is it?
I don't think Wade was the one who was messaging your friend.
But you said the messages came from Sullivan 42.
Yeah, it came from someone wanting it to look like that.
So what are you saying? That somebody hacked Wade's account?
Not quite. More like Sullivan 42's got a ghost.
A ghost?
Yeah, a double, a mirror account. Somebody else was piggybacking on his account, pretending to be him, periodically blocking his real account from seeing any messages.
So that means Wade was telling the truth, that he didn't message Sabrina this morning. His ghost did. And Sabrina thought she was finally getting that third date. Can you find Sabrina?
I can't connect to her account. Her phone must be off. The last time she logged into Penguin Match was 10 a.m. Here.
Sabrina's location appears near in the park.
That means she's with the killer right now.
Haley dials a phone. Elsewhere, Danny answers.
Detective Morgan.
Danny, Sabrina's at the state park.
How do you know that?
Never mind that. Did Wade tell you anything else?
Just that they were supposed to go hiking on their third date, but Sabrina stopped messaging him. But Haley, there's no sign of Sabrina anywhere near Copper Rose Trail.
It's because she's not there.
Meet me at Diamond Horn Trail.
Haley hangs up and dashes out of Ethan's office. Now, Haley walks on a footbridge in the park. She pauses in the middle of the bridge and looks around. She looks into the distance at a wall covered with ivy and dashes toward it. She approaches a slight slope of dirt and begins to climb it. As she nears the top, she stands behind a tree. She slowly creeps forward. She slowly approaches the wall. She peeks through the ivy and through the wall. Inside, Sabrina is bound to the wall, struggling. Haley takes out her cell phone.
Drop it.
Jessica approaches from behind. Haley drops her cell phone and places her hands up.
Haley.
You okay?
I'm all right.
Stop talking! Stop.
Jessica aims a gun at Haley and Sabrina in the hut.
I've let you talk me around in circles. I should have just killed you.
But you didn't. Because you don't want to kill me, Jessica.
You don't know me.
Jessica.
You wanted to find your friend so badly. Well, you found her. And now I have to kill you, too.
No, it's a lot of pressure. Helping to run a successful company, especially when you're in love with your partner.
What are you talking about?
The way you talk about him. The good days when it was just you and him in his mother's basement. The ramen noodles. The dreams of the future. You were dreaming about a future with Wade.
He'll never see me that way. Look at the women he dates. Beautiful, athletic, perfect. I can't compete with that. Wade used to be different. Then he got famous. He started working out all the time, parasailing, kayaking.
That's why you created the ghost account. So you could see who he was dating, where he was going. What happened with Tara? She thought she was coming here to meet Wade.
Oh, I told her Wade was waiting at the top for her with a special surprise. She never suspected a thing. I just put the knife in and pushed her off the edge. It was so easy.
But Wade must have been so hurt when Tara stopped messaging him. He turned to you, didn't he?
It was just me and Wade. Just like before.
And then he met Anna. And Miranda. Only things didn't go well with Miranda, did they? She fought back. She tried to run away from you.
Why doesn't he understand that all of these women are liars? I am the only one that's there for him.
Jessica. The police have Wade in custody.
What? No. He didn't do anything.
All the evidence points to him. The app. The women he dated. You were pretending to be him. Did you want him to suffer?
No. No.
Listen
no,
to me. Listen
no,
to me.
No,
you
no,
can
no,
save him.
No. You're ruining everything.
Just think of Wade.
Let me think. I need to think.
Listen to me. Turn yourself in.
We're supposed to be together. Do you understand?
I understand.
Jessica sobs, closing her eyes. Haley takes the gun from her. Sabrina exhales. Jessica sobs.
Just tell Wade I'm sorry.
You can tell him yourself.
Jessica covers her eyes. Daytime downtown. Sabrina stands in her office sipping coffee. She stares out the window, then sighs. She turns and glances over, then enters Haley's office. Haley sits on a couch. Sabrina sits nearby.
Are you sure you don't want to take the day off?
I'm sure. The last thing I need is to be at home alone thinking about what happened. I knew something was off when Jessica showed up instead of Wade. But I followed her anyway. And then when she pulled a gun on me... Haley, I've never been so scared in my life.
But you kept her talking.
Oh, for as long as I could.
Sabrina stares at her coffee cup.
She wasn't going to play along for much longer. If you hadn't shown up when you did, Haley... Thank you.
It's just what friends do for each other. So, what now? Are you going to keep seeing Wade?
After everything that happened, he thought I was going to end things.
But you didn't.
Sabrina smiles.
I really like him, Haley. And if anything, all this has brought us closer together. I think there might be a future for us.
I'm so happy for you.
Me too.
Haley smiles. Elsewhere, Haley and Elizabeth clear the plates inside Miranda's mother's house, decorated for a memorial.
I know she would appreciate you being here today. Thanks so much for coming.
It was a lovely memorial, Mom. You did a great job.
Well, that's what we deans do. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, Georgina, please, you do not have to do this.
Oh, please let me help. I don't know how else to thank you both for everything you've done for me. Especially you, Haley.
Did Georgina tell you that she's going to run that mud run in Miranda's name?
Well, I might just walk it. But I feel like I need to live my life a little louder for Miranda.
Haley and Jonas chat at the station. Danny approaches.
Jessica just gave us a full confession, including where to find Anna Harris. Forensics is on their way right now.
The murder weapon?
We found it in Jessica's house. The lab is matching it to Tara and Miranda's wounds.
I have a feeling it'll match with Anna's, too.
I think the pin board needs an update.
That honor is all yours.
Haley walks over to the board and removes push pins.
Anna Harris, Tara Whiston, Miranda Radley.
She stares at the rest of the pins.
Hey, thanks for all your help. And next time, just wait before you play the hero, please.
You think there's going to be a next time?
I know better than to think there won't be.
We should get going. We don't want to miss our reservation again.
Bye, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to make a quick stop before we go. It'll just take a minute, I promise.
Being with you is always an adventure, Haley Dean.
They walk out of the station, arm in arm. Credits roll. Haley Dean, Kelly Martin, Danny Morgan, Giacomo Besato, Fincher Garland, Viv Leacock, Sabrina, Emily Holmes, Jonas, Matthew McConnell, Monty, Lucia Walters, Roger Seeger, Ben Sullivan, Jessica Marsant, Karen Sequoia, Wade Braden, Toby Levins, Lisa Thompson, Jennifer Chun. Copyright 2017.